Good evening and welcome to this public hearing. I called the meeting to order at 6:30 and acknowledge that we are in Mi'kmaq, the ancestral and unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. I would ask, we will go around the table, and I would ask each individual counselor to identify themselves and what district they're from, please.
I'm Letha Hasem, representing District 1.
Hello, I'm Martin Bell, representing District 2, the west side of the Lehave River.
Hello, I'm Wendy Oiko, and I'm representing District 3.
Hi, I'm Pam Hubley, representing District 4.
Councilor Kathy Moore, District 5.
Mayor Carolyn Bolivar-Getson, Mayor for the Municipality.
Me or the staff?
Nope.
Councilor Sandra Statton, District 6, which includes Cookville, Pine Grove, Maitland, Northfield, and that's about it.
I'm Michelle. I'm the Councilor for District 7.
Casey DeLong for District 8, surrounding the town of Mahone Bay.
I'm Councillor Chastity Vino, representing District 10, which includes all the communities that surround town of Lunenburg, and I also have Big and Little Tancook Island.
And we have regrets from Councillor Wynot. So, review of the agenda, which is before you. We will have a presentation from staff, written and verbal presentations, if there are any from the public. So I will go over and review of the approval process, of the rules of conduct. So persons who wish to speak at the public hearing are asked to note the following. A, state your name and address. B, direct all statements to the chairperson. C, try to limit presentations to 10 minutes. D, speakers may address council twice, but before addressing municipal council for the second time, speakers will be requested to wait until all others have had an opportunity to speak before they can then address council for the second time. So at this time, I would ask for the report and presentation from our planning staff, and we have our Director of Planning, Jeff Merrill.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, Council. I'll be very brief, but just a little bit back on why we're doing this review. Just as a reminder, it is a mandatory review under the Municipal Government Act. Every 8 years, Council is required to review the size of Council and their district boundaries and make an application to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board. And our deadline is the end of December 2022 to either confirm or alter the size and or district boundaries. So when doing a council district boundary review, the URB gives some guidance and needs to be done in two stages. So in the public notice, you would see one is the size of council, which needs to be determined first. And looking at, you know, what for the effectiveness and how your decisions are made, what's the effective representation, how many councillors per person or per voter is suitable. And then the second part is to do the district boundaries. So once you decide on the size of council, you have to decide on where those council district boundaries are for that number of councillors. So back in the spring, council did some public consultation on the size of council, and the results of that was that to keep council at the size of that it is currently, so 10 councillors plus a mayor, and council at the time, after reviewing the feedback from the public, passed a motion recommending that the municipality stay at 10 councillors plus a mayor, and then the Council's Boundary Review Committee was tasked with figuring out where the boundaries go for those 10 districts. So we do have maps here today. There is also a map included in the agenda package. And just quickly on the district boundaries that were set in place, the main focus was to try not to split any communities whatsoever. Our feedback that we had from our last returning officer during the last election, she mentioned for those areas that were split, it really confused residents. So one of the tasks of the Boundary Review Committee was to keep those, try not to split those districts or communities by a district boundary. And there were three areas that were communities that were split by districts, but after review with the councillors, it was felt that those were appropriate areas to split the district boundaries. So council has passed, set their tentative district boundaries, which we have the public hearing tonight to review those and receive any feedback from the public this evening on those. The next steps would be at the next council meeting, council could approve the council district boundaries and for the purposes of making an application to the Nova Scotian Utility and Review Board, at which time staff would take those boundaries and complete the application and submit that to the Utility and Review Board. The Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board will then hold a, they'll schedule a public hearing in our municipality. Typically, they'll hold that here in our council chambers, and they'll advertise for that. And then after that public hearing, they'll come back with a written decision, either supporting the application or making alterations where they deem advisable. So that's the process.
Okay, thank you. Are there any written submissions?
We did receive one written submission through our Engage site, and I can read that if you would like. Just give one second. So this comment was received through our Engage site, which had a copy of the reports, the size of council report, the district boundary reports that went to council, as well as the council district map. And there was a question, please provide any comments you have on the proposed boundaries. And this is an anonymous comment, so they weren't registered for the site. But they said, I'm in favor of the proposed district. That includes my community, Broad Cove. The proposed district includes the coastline from LaHave to Vogler's Cove, a more natural community of interest than the current district boundaries. And that was the only written submission that we've received.
Okay, thank you. Are there any verbal presentations by the public? Are there any verbal presentations by the public? Are there any verbal presentations from the public? So the review of the approval process. So at the next council meeting, council will make their final decision on the size of council and tentative municipal electoral district boundaries. An application will be made to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board to approve the size of council and the electoral district boundaries. The Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board will hold a public hearing on this matter, which will be advertised. After the board's public hearing, they will then make a decision. If the decision of the board is to approve the application, the changes become effective with the October 2024 municipal election. And that concludes the agenda, so I now declare this public hearing closed.